This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Several people were shot outside Kenya's parliament on Tuesday as police clashed with protesters who stormed the complex after lawmakers passed highly controversial tax increases. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Maria Majalo has this story.
Police fired live ammunition outside Parliament Tuesday afternoon after tear gas and rubber bullets failed to disperse the thousands who had gathered to protest the tax hikes. Eyewitnesses tell VOA they saw a number of bodies on the ground outside the building, and news reports say at least five people were killed. Protesters had demonstrated peacefully near Parliament in Nairobi most of the day to demand that lawmakers vote against the 2024 finance bill. However, the bill was approved on a 195-106 vote. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The first UN-backed contingent of foreign police officers has arrived in Haiti nearly 2 years after the troubled Caribbean country urgently requested help to quell a surge in gang violence. A couple hundred officers from Kenya landed in the capital of Port-au-Prince on Tuesday. The United States is urgently working towards a diplomatic agreement that would allow Israeli and Lebanese civilians to return to their homes on both sides of the border, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Tuesday during a meeting with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant.
Hezbollah's provocations threaten to drag the Israeli and Lebanese people into a war that they do not want.
Shelling on Israel's northern border has led to the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from areas on both sides of the frontier and has escalated in recent weeks, leading to fears of an all-out Israel-Hezbollah war. This is VOA News.